Okay, let's get into Sefer Malachim Aleph Paraches. And we were going to do something here that I don't think we've done yet since the beginning of the Navi Shirim, and that is we are going to split this perek into two. There are 66 psukim in this perek. It's a very large perek, so much to talk about. A lot of haftorahs on this perek. So we will split it into two. We'll have Paraches A and Paraches B. First, we'll discuss the first half. The perek discusses Shlomo HaMelech bringing the Aron back to the Beis HaMikdash, really the final stage of the building. He gathers all of Am Yisrael together. He brings them up to Yerushalayim, and he gathers the in the month of Tishrei. They all come. The Kohanim carry the Aron back in with all the Kalim, and Shlomo HaMelech offers many Karbanos. The Kodesh Kadashim is now set with the Kruvim on top of the Aron, the Kruvim that are standing above, and the Badim are placed into the Aron, sticking out, as we will talk about, and then Shlomo HaMelech starts davening. Shlomo starts davening. He says, "I've finally done this. I've built this house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He turns and gives a bracha to the people. It doesn't really say what the bracha was. And he gives a little lesson in Jewish history and acknowledges that Hashem has chosen David, who then paved the way for me, Shlomo, to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is amazing, and everything we have is for Him. We have to follow His path. B'Shamayim Mimal V'Al Aretz Mitachas. We have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as we follow Him, this house will be the place where tefillah will be listened to, and everything, all the center of existence for Am Yisrael, will be in this house. That takes us through Pasuk Lamed, which is the first half of the parak. Then it gets into more of the details of his tefillah, which B'ezras Hashem will get to in the second half in the next year. But first, we're going to do the first half, Paraches. Here we go. Az Yakel Shlomo Ezekne Yisrael. Shlomo gathers the Zekanim of Am Yisrael as Kol Rashei Amatos, the heads of the tribes, Nesiei Ha'avos Lebnei Yisrael, El HaMelech Shlomo Yerushalayim. They all come, says the Malbim. This is referring to a detail that is halachic. Says the Malbim, in order to sanctify the Beis HaMikdash, as the Mishnah tells us in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, you require the presence of the Sanhedrin, you require the presence of the Zakenim, and that's what's referring to here. Oz Yakil, Hinei Lakadish Ha'azara, Tzarech Bezdin Shal Shivin Ve'echak, and Mavur B'Sanhedrin. And that's what it means. He gathered the Ziknei Yisrael, Kibetz Kol Ziknei Yisrael Shema Sanhedrin, Rashi Ha'avos are the Nesiim, Lakavet HaMelech, Lakavet HaAron. And then the Malbim says, though he invited only all of those, and he made them come, what happens? Vayikalu al Melech Shlomo Kalish Yisrael. Everybody came. Everybody wanted to be part of it, even though they were not specifically asked to come. But this is what happened. By the way, this is the Haftorah. The beginning of this parak is the Haftorah for the second day of Sukkot, because as we'll see, the month of Tishrei is when this party took place. If you look in the Mishpat Zozav, he quotes a beautiful thought from Revolbi that Revolbi mentioned one year on Simchas Torah between Hakafos, where he says that there are two holidays that we have celebrating Torah. We have Shavuos and we have Simchas Torah. Shavuos, he says, symbolizes and connects us, celebrates our chelik in Torah of Talmud Torah. We stay up all night learning, and that is the focus of Shavuos. Chavez Lazakos Lahavana B'Torah, understanding in Torah, Malos HaTorah, that's what Shavuos is about. Simchas Torah is not that. Simchas Torah is not specifically relating to our Talmud Torah, but that our lives revolve around Torah. Torah is the center of my life. Torah is the Nukudah Merkadish, Chaim Shekol Yehudi. So what do we do? We dance around the Torah. We dance with the Torahs and around the Torahs. Vav Mishin Yachol Lios Talmud Chacham. Misiba Kolshi. Even if somebody can't be a Talmud Chacham themselves, they can be Machzik Torah. They can live their lives based on Torah. And that's what Hakafos on Simchas Torah symbolize. Laharosha Torah, Hi Merkaz Chaim Shalana. We dance around the Bima, which is where the Torah is read from. And on Simchas Torah, everybody gets an Aliyah. That is the minhag, because everybody on their own level has the chelek. And that's what happened here. All of Klal Yisrael wanted to be part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or not just the building, the finishing up of the Beis HaMikdash, the being Mekadesh, because this is the center, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, and everybody gets a chelek. So Shlomo HaMelech invited all of the Sanhedrin and the Nesiim, and everyone else came. When B'Yerach HaEisanim, in the month of the strong ones, Eisanim, we know that's the month of Tishrei, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, has two different days. Who are the strong ones? Is it referring to the Avos, the Avos were all born in Tishrei, or is it referring to this month that is full of mitzvos? And that makes this month so strong because it's full of mitzvos. Yerach HaEisanim. Others suggest that it was done now because it just so happened in the years that it took to complete the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Am Yisrael to have to come up again, Alila Regel plus this. And some explain that this was the first time there was a mitzvah of Alila Regel. We didn't have a mitzvah until we had a Beis HaMikdash, and now we have a Beis HaMikdash. You might say otherwise. We have Pesukim in the beginning of Shmuel, that maybe Elkanah went up also at other times, but now it was the real mitzvah with the Beis HaMikdash, as the Rambam describes in the beginning of Beis HaBechira and the Sefer HaChinuch, the purpose of one of the main purposes of the Beis HaMikdash is Aliyah LaRegel, and to have all of Klal Yisrael coming together. And that's exactly what happened here. Exactly what happened here. They all came together in order to celebrate the first mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. So what happens? Vayavo kol zikanei Yisrael. All the zakenim come. Vayisu ha-kohanim es ha-aron. And the Kohanim carry the Aron. Why are the Kohanim carrying the Aron? This is the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lama Gimel, where the Gemara says there were three times in history where the Kohanim, not the Levium, the Kohanim carried the Aron. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishlosha Mekom was Nasu Kohanim es Aron. Three times. Kisha Avar es Yarden, when they crossed the Yarden, as we read in Sefer Yehoshua. Kisha Esibu es Yericho, when they surrounded Yericho, also in Yehoshua. Ukshech Ziruhu Limkomo, when they brought the Aron back to its place. That is right here. Right here, when they brought it back to the Kodesh Kadashim. It's been gone since the days of Eli. When they brought it back, the Kohanim carried it. The Ramban in the Shirashim in Shorash Gimel uses this Gemara as a raya against the Rambam. What is the Gemara emphasizing? Three times the Kohanim carried the Aron. What is that mashma? That all other times the Levium carried the Aron. It's mashma that is something unique here. The Kohanim carried the Aron here. Right? It's not usual for the Kohanim to do it. But usually the Levium do it. Tosfos there in Sota Lama Gimel says, look in Divrei Hayamim, it says the Levium carried the Aron. So Tosfos says it must be maybe the Levium carried it until they got to the Kodesh Kadashim, and then the Kohanim took it because the Kohanim are only allowed into the Kodesh Kadashim. That's what the Ralbag says on our Pasuk. That's why the Kohanim had to carry it here, because the Levium aren't allowed in, right? And maybe even the Kohen Gadol was the one that brought it into the Kodesh Kadashim. The Brisa, the last Amud of Maseches Erevin, discusses that if you ever need something fixed in the Kodesh Kadashim, you should use Kohanim, and if you can't have Kohanim, you should use Levim, and if not, Yisraelim, and they should be Tahar, should always go. The little Tzarech Ian, why it doesn't say there, you should use the Kohen Gadol, and if not the Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, and Levim, just starts off with the Kohanim. Either way, this is the story that the Kohanim brought it in. The Rambam, though, which the Ramban is arguing on, the Rambam in Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, says the Mitzvah of carrying the Aron is on the Kohanim. Shet Sivanu She Yisu HaKohanim HaAron Al Kitveim, Kishin Nir Tzalasi So So Mimakom Lamakom. Mitzvah for the Kohanim to carry the Aron when it goes from place to place. The Alpha Pisha Zat Sivui Balu Levium Bo Esahi, and even though the mitzvah came to the Levium originally in the Midbar, Omnam Hayazela Miyut Misbara Kohanim Bismanahu Ki Aron Hu Arosh, there weren't so many Kohanim at the time. But Ledoros, the mitzvah is on the Kohanim. And that's what you find throughout history afterwards, right? Later in history, as the Aron came in, Yoshua and Nehir Malachim, it's all the Levium and the Brisker Rav in the letters at the end of the Grizal Rambam discusses this machlokas and suggests for the Rambam there are really two psukim with two parts of the mitzvah. There was more of a temporary mitzvah, a horah shah for the Levium to carry it as the Mishkan traveled. That was specifically on the Levium, on Gershon, Kas, and Merari as they took all the Mishkan. But Ledoros, the mitzvah is for the Kohanim. As we see here, the mitzvah is the Kohanim. So the Kohanim carry the Aron in. Vayalu es Aron Hashem es ol moed. Ves kol klei hamikdash asher b'ol. They brought everything in. They brought everything into the Beis HaMikdash. Vayalu also HaKohanim HaLevim. They brought it in. VaMelech Shlomo. VaChol Adas Yisrael Ano Adim Olav. The Shlomo, HaMelech, and everybody that was there gave unbelievable amounts of karbanos. Asher lo yisafru v'lo yimanu meirov. You couldn't even count them. Vayavo HaKohanim es Aron Bris Hashem. And the Kohanim now come and they bring the Aron. So the Pesukim don't describe it, but as we know, Chazal pick up on the fact that there was much excitement when they brought the Aron in. The Gemara tells us on the Lamed in Masechah Shabbos Lamed Aleph that Shlomo HaMelech was trying to bring in the Aron, and the gates would not open. The gates of the Beis HaMikdash would not open. Shek Shabana Shlomo as Beis HaMikdash Bikesh Lahachnis Aron LeBeis Kodshi HaKadashim Ar Perek Dovku Sha'arim Zebazeh. The gates wouldn't open. Omar Shlomo Esrim V'Arba Rinnin Nos Falo Nane Shlomo Melech Davin and Davin. Nothing doing. Pasach V'Yamar Sushar Mashaychem V'Yavo Melech HaKavod. And the gates started running after him. That's what it says. It could mean that it's symbolically they wouldn't open. They say, who's the Melech HaKavod? That Shlomo says, no, not me. Hashem is the Gibor. Sushar Mashaychem, he starts asking, nothing. Finally, he says, Hashem Elokim al Tashay Fenem Shichecha, Zichro Lechaste David Avdecha. He mentions David HaMelech and the gates open. And that's the Gemara says where everyone saw that David HaMelech was fully nimchal on any chait that he did. Machalo Gadosh Baruch Hu Aloso Avon, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech, the way that he got in was only by mentioning his father, David HaMelech. And it goes into David HaMelech's death there in Shabbos Daf Lamed. So that's what happened here. They brought the Kodesh Kodesh, brought the Aron in. Finally, the gates open. Everybody's celebrating David and celebrating Shlomo. And they bring it to the Dvir Habayis El Kodesh HaKadoshim. Dvir is another name for the Kodesh Kodoshim. El Tachas Kanfei HaKruvim. Under the Kruvim. So we know now there are two sets of Kruvim in the Kodesh Kodashim. This is the Pasuk right here. Pasuk Vav is the key Radak for these two Prakim. Pasuk Zion. The Ein Lanu L'Shol, that's the Radak. Don't ask me, how do we know, and how did Shlomo know to make all of these Kruvim and extra menorahs and extra Shulchanos? You don't see it in the Pesukim. Lama asa Shlomo Kruvim Acherim. V'lo Kitavnis Arishonim. Kasher Ein Lanu L'Shol. But just like, don't ask that, just like don't ask, why didn't he make another Aron? He made 10 other Shulchanos and 10 other menorahs, only one Aron. Why did he do this? And why did he do that? Why did he do this? It must be, says the Radak. It was all b'nevua. He was did exactly what he was supposed to do. Ki akol asalpi nevua kamosha masa lo David aviv. Like the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Sha'amar lo David hakol biksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil. Kol melech hazatavnis. Everything was told to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech told Shlomo. And even though we don't have the tzivui, we could work backwards. If Shlomo made it, so we could assume that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David to tell Shlomo. So that's what happened. So the Aron now is in the inside. The Kruvim are above it. The large Kruvim on the floor are standing with their wings spread. And now, says the Pasuk, Vayarichu Abadim. The Badim were lengthened. What does the Badim lengthen mean? All the Rishonim try to figure out the Badim weren't long enough in the expanded area of the Kodesh. And the Kodesh Kodeshim, they didn't have to stick out. But they stuck out. Vayarichu Abadim. The Radak suggests that when they were traveling and carrying it, the Badim were equidistant in the poles were in the Aron. Some of the poles were in front of the Aron and some were behind the Aron because you had to carry it with four people. But once it rested in the Kodesh Kodashim, you weren't taking it out again. So they extended the poles up front so they would stick out. Why should they stick out? Rashi quotes Chazal based on the Gemara in Yuma that it looks like the Dade Isha. Why do we want that? Because just like the Dadim of an Isha, they nourish the child, so too the Kodesh Kodashim and the Torah nourishes all of Klal Yisrael. That is the message. They are the Mefarnes. V'lo yiro achutz. That's the pasuk. They stick out, but they're not seen. V'lo yiro achutza. They are not seen. V'liyusham arayomazen. They're there until this very day. What does that mean? Until this very day, there is an isser in the Torah to remove the badim from the aron. So the badim are still there. But the Gemara in Yuma tells us a machlokas daf nun gimel amabez machlokas where the aron is today. Arayomazeh. So one daya says that this is just talking to Beth Abadim. The Badim were never removed Arayomazeh, but the Aron, Rahman al-Islan, was taken with all the other Kalim to Rome, or even earlier by the first base of Megdash, it was taken. Even by the first base, by Bavel, it was looted. But, according to many others, and according to the other opinion there, and Yuma, no. Arayomazeh means the Aron is still there. Why? Because Yoshio HaMelech buried it, because he foresaw the Chorban HaBayis, and therefore, Shlomo, who had built a secret compartment under the Kodesh Kodashim, was put there, and that's why, if you look on the Arch of Titus, there's pictures of all the other Kalim, but there's no pictures of the Aron. They took the menorah, they took the other Kalim, they did not take the Aron, because the Aron is still there. Ad Hayom Hazeh. That's the Ad Hayom Hazeh talking about the Aron. And then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Tes, Ein Ba'aron, Rak Shnei Luchos Avanim, Asheriniach Shemosha Bechorev. There was nothing in the Aron except for the two Luchos Avanim. So that also, every Pasuk here is discussed by Chazal. What does that mean? We know there were other things in the Aron, weren't there? This is a machlokes in Baba Basra Daf Yudalit. What about the Shivrei Luchos? Were they in the Aron? So one opinion says nothing else was in the Aron. Oh, that's what the pasuk says. But the other opinions there, the Malbim talks about these opinions here too, that there's a double negative here. Ein rak, says the Malbim. You never find in Tanakh. Ein usually is followed by a ki im. Ein rak means ein mir achar mir ela larabos. There is nothing in the Aron except the, you have to read it as a little differently. Don't think there's anything in the Aron, there's nothing in the Aron besides the two luchos avanim. Right, a double negative means there are other things that are closely connected. And that, all the things that are related, the Shivrei luchos, and the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and the bottle of the Man, and the Matev Aron, those were next to the Aron, all the different items that were mentioned. The Ralbag says, maybe it says there were nothing else because the Luchos signified all the Torah. And the Ralbag quotes the idea that Rashi quotes from Rav Sadia Gaon at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, that all of the Torah is really alluded to and signified in the Aseres HaDibros. Says the Ralbag, Hei makifim b'koach al ha-Torah, k'mosha b'yarn v'hachas Yisro. And that's Rashi, and if you look in the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky here, in the Emes Liakov, he says, there were Kadmonim that pointed out the Aseres HaDibros has 620 letters, 613 plus the 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanan, but also it might mean if we just understood the Aseres HaDibros a little deeper, so then we would understand that Shabbos is a category and it includes these 30 mitzvahs, and Avodah Zarah is this category, and Eidus is this category, and that's really the message, says the Ralbag. There was nothing besides the Luchos that's emphasizing the Luchos and what they signify. So the Mishmar Zozov also discusses the machlokas. Was the Torah of Moshe inside the Aron, not inside the Aron? He relates it to the Gemara in Brachos, which discusses that there were those that there was a danger of Taromes Haminim, that people might focus on the Aseres HaDibros and think that's all you have to do, and you don't have to fulfill the other mitzvahs. So maybe at certain times in history when there was that worry, so they put the Torah into the Aron also, to make sure people don't think it's only the Luchos, only the Aseres HaDibros that have to be followed. And at other times it can be kept outside. Either way, this was the pasuk, what was in the Kodesh Kadashim, Machlokes, in the Gemara. And what happens, Vayikid Seis, Hakonim in HaKodesh, the Kohanim go out now of the Kodesh Kadashim, nobody's going in there anymore except for the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, Ha'anan Maleith Beis Hashem. The Anan came down, and the Kohanim couldn't go in there. Just similar pasuk that we have at the end of Parshas Pekudei, by the Mishkan. Az Amar Shlomo. Now Shlomo starts his monologue and fila. Hashem amar lishkon ba'arafel. Hashem said to rest in the arafel. What does that mean? The Radak says, the Anani HaKavod. Or the Malbim says, until now it was arafel. But now it's going to be clear. Up until now, Hashem didn't have a place. But now it's going to be clear. Or the Ber Moshe says, he rests even in the Hester Panim. He's always here. Continuing, Bano Banisi Bezvolach, Bachon L'Shivtach Olamim, I built a house, Olamim. What's Olamim? That's telling right now, there's an Isser Bamos forever. This is the first house that's forever and ever. It's not a Bama, it's not a Mishkan, it is forever, halachically. Vayatzi Melech Aspanav, the king turns around and gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael, it's not mentioned what it is. Vayomer, and then he starts giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Asher Dibur B'Fivus David Avdi, blessed Hashem, who gave the power to David and to my father from the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim until now. Lo vacharti be'ir mikol shiftei Yisrael of nos bayis lishmisham. He hasn't chosen a different city except for Yerushalayim. Vo efchar be'David lios alami Yisrael. And he chose David. This pasuk, Shlomo, highlights the connection between the two chosen, the two bechiros, bechiras Yerushalayim and bechiras David HaMelech and his family. We know that there are many sources that connect. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that the coin of Yerushalayim has Yerushalayim on one side and Malchus Beis Aven on the other side. It's literally two sides of one coin. The Bach discusses in Hilchas Tefillah in Simin Kuf Yud Ches that the bracha that we have about Veli Yerushalayim Ircha, Bracha Mim Tashuv, right, in that bracha, what do we mention? What is David HaMelech doing in the bracha of Yerushalayim? That's the next bracha, at Semach Davin. So the Bach quotes, there are those that took out the line, but the Bach says no. The Bach says, because David HaMelech is linked to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is not in its full glory and grandeur, unless you have Kisei David there. Ki in Kisei Hashem Shalem Ela Kisei David Al Mechono B'Yerushalayim. It's a beautiful Bach in Arachayim Kuf Yud Zayim. But that's here, and many, many sources relate to that, that the chosenness of these two go together. The Rambam discusses at length the chosenness of David HaMelech in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, in a celebrated piece, Lo Yasur Shevet MiYehuda, where he says there's an Isser for any other Jew to try to get in on the Malchus. And that was the problem with the Chashmonaim, the Ramban says. Even though they were great and they conquered, they should have then stepped aside and let the Malchus Beis David take part. But either way, that is what Shlomo HaMelech is highlighting here, that he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Vayim Lavav David Avi Livnos Bayis. David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem says no. I know what you want to do, and you'll do. I love you for it. But Rakatalo Tivne Abayis Ki Im Bincha Hayotzei Mechalatzecha, your son that will come out from you, Hu Yivne Abayis Lishmi, he will build the house, and that is me. Shlomo Melech says I was zocha to build the house. Right. This ends the first part of the perek, which is the haftorah for the first day, the second day of Sukkot, and it's the haftorah for Parshas Pekudei. But then Shlomo Melech continues. Vayamar Shlomo Levnei Mizbach Hashem Nego Kol Yisrael Vayifros Kapav Hashemayim. First part of the tefillah was Jewish history and hodah, and now he davens. He says, Hashem, you have guarded David HaMelech, you've guarded me, and you've let me be the key, you've let me have the throne. But Rakim Yishmru Vanechez Darkam, he says, please help my children and my descendants follow your path, because I know that the Malchus is only going to stay with me if your path is followed. It is interesting, the Achronim ask on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, where you have the Machlokas, if you remember, between Rabbi Meir and his wife, Rabbi Meir Davin, that some of the enemies that were bothering him should die, and Bruria says, no, you have to Davin that they do tshuva. Is it possible to daven that other people do tshuva? You could do tshuva, but everybody has mechira chavshis. How could you daven that somebody else does tshuva? The same question could be asked here. Shlomo says, please help my children follow. So the answer is, no, it's not that. You're davening that there are various suggestions given. You're davening that Hashem should give them the external factors that make it easier for them to follow the path. Yeah, help me educate them properly to follow the path. By the way, Shlomo is not only davening for himself here, he's saying, please help my descendants follow you in that way. And then there's a beautiful Radak here on Pasach Chav Zayin. He says, and after all, this house is just symbolic. This house that I built for you. It's impossible for you to be here. So he says, Imkain, says the Radak, Masha Barisi Abayis Lecha, Einu El Aderech Mashal. It's a mashal. You want us to do this. You want a Kaviyachal, have a place that we could go to be inspired by you. But please let this house be a Melitz Yosher, says the Radak. Even though we could daven everywhere in the world to you, but this place will be special. Ki'ilu habayis hazeh haya malach melitz. V'tishma tfilas kol ha-mispala habayis hazeh bekar av yoser. Mishi yispal b'makom acher. Please, this place, the tfilas should be more effective in this place than in any other place. Let the Rina and the Tfila, right, so we get the Slichas, the first night of Slichas, comes from this Pasuk. Let the Rina and the Tfila, the songs and the prayers, the beseeching, come to you, and please let your eyes and ears, Kaviyachol, be open to listen. And then finally, the end of today's Shir, V'shamata, Pasuk Lamed, El Tfila, Tchinas Avdacha, please mindful of the tchina of your servants, yispalu el amakam azeh. They will dive in from this spot. This spot, all tefillah will go through this spot. This is pasuk lamed and in brachas daf lamed. Brachas daf lamed, as we know, the halacha that we dive in towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis. That's where all tefillahs throughout the universe go through this spot. Shlomo says, please listen to the tefillahs. And Tosfos it discusses, if you're west, if you're east, if you're north, always davening towards Yerushalayim. Remember that Rabbi Yaakov ended in the Beis Yaakov. His Hakdamah Tisidur, he says, by the way, this is all a Bidi'eved. If you daven towards Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, but if ever there is a time in history where we could get to Eretz Yisrael, then we have to go there, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says, now, here, we can't. But if we can, then we need to go there. The halach is really just to be Eved, bid the Eved davening towards. Right? You should be even closer to the place where there is Shmias Tachanunim. So that is all the first part of the parak. But next time we continue with Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah, for everyone who brings karbanos, for everybody who comes, and all the other symbolism of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.